Citizens United President David Bossie. One week after leaked film, Zuckerberg throws his hands up in surrender. By Hannah Blow on April 14, 2022. Citizens United President David Bossie celebrated the success of the documentary film from Citizens United Productions, Rigged, the Zuckerberg-funded plot to defeat Donald Trump, which details how Mark Zuckerberg dropped $400 million for election efforts to quash former President Trump and bolster then-candidate Joe Biden in the 2020 election, telling Breitbart News Daily that the tech billionaire has already thrown his hands up in surrender. This week, the Center for Technology and Civil Life, CTCL, the organization partially responsible for distributing Zuckerberg's $400 million grants for election efforts leading up to the 2020 election, said they would cease to engage in similar behavior in the next election. This announcement came less than 2 weeks after the premiere of Rigged, which shows just how Zuckerberg spent millions to defeat Trump. "It is a big deal for us," 1 week after the film comes out. "Mark Zuckerberg throws his hands up in surrender," Bossie said. "Obviously it's a big victory for the film." "The film itself," Bossie explained, "shows how Zuckerberg spent $400 million in last 4 months of the 2020 election. While Trump had been saying that the election was rigged, Bossie said it became abundantly evident that the biased media won't cover the facts or tell the truth. He, too, became frustrated that they seemed to lack evidence to prove any of it and noticed that no one was backing the president, so his organization went out and did it themselves, successfully demonstrating how Zuckerberg's money essentially tipped the scales in favor of Biden. He put his thumb on the scale before Election Day," Bossie said. "So President Trump never had a chance. He never saw it coming, but he never, ever had a chance." Bossie provided some context to the figures, noting that the Democratic National Committee, DNC, spent $460 million on the 2020 election cycle over 2 years. Yet Zuckerberg spent $400 million in just 4 months. "It is unbelievable what his money did," Bossie said, explaining that they ran the money through the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and gave much of it to the Center for Tech and Civic Life, CTCL, about $325 million. For further context, that organization's 2019 budget was just $1 million. Further, Bossie noted that the Chan Zuckerberg Institute's chief strategist was David Plouffe, former President Barack Obama's campaign manager. "This money hit the streets in big, big numbers," Bossie said, mentioning 162 grants of $400,000 or more. "And we spell this out in the film, that a total of $272 million, and of that $272 million, 92% of it, went to Biden districts. That's how you put your thumb on the scale of an election before it happens. Listen." Breitbart Middle. David Bossie, April 14, 2022. "The highest concentration of money went to Democrat areas," he said, "going to urban centers to drive up the vote. And Zuckerberg did it," Bossie said, "because his friends, supporters, and allies really blamed him for helping Donald Trump get elected in 2016 and beating Hillary Clinton. This was something he had to do to make up for what people's perceptions were in Silicon Valley, that he allowed Donald Trump to become president and they held him accountable for it. So this is not something out of thin air," Bossie said before commending Breitbart News for getting the word out about the film. "No one on the mainstream media was covering this issue about the film," he said, noting that conservative media, such as Breitbart News, drove this over the last week and educated people, adding, "That's the power of the conservative medium today." Bossie said the battle is not over yet, however, as it is now essential to analyze how Democrat operatives did it, and use the Republican National Committee, RNC, committees, and candidates to make sure that this doesn't happen again in future elections. He seemed optimistic, noting that in 2020, our people didn't know this was going on. But now people know. Meanwhile, Bossie said 12 states are taking action, passing laws to outlaw private funding in elections. 5 other state legislatures have also passed legislation, but Democrat governors have vetoed their legislation, he said, listing Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and North Carolina. "It is outrageous that these governors are vetoing," he said, adding that it is because they want to be able to do it again. Bossi added that the film ultimately destroyed the coronavirus argument about funds being used for coronavirus safety. Because clearly we know who Mark Zuckerberg hired, where they gave the money to, and what they ended up doing with the money was clearly not for COVID safety. People can watch the film at www.rick2020.com.